I'm with Jeremy at Oundle Mill. Jeremy, you're head chef here at Oundle Mill, and you very kindly offered to talk me through sourdough. Can you tell me, how often do you use sourdough here?
Sourdough we use on the menu with certain things like chicken liver parfait, some terrines it goes really well with, and in the summer we tend to dry it and use it just, we can make boxes from it and cut it to any shape we want and dry it in a dehydrator, and then we can brush it with umami butter and just grill it, and it just gives it a bit of depth of flavour. So it's a real versatile because it's quite dense, so we can use it for many things.
Now, sourdough is made without using yeast. It's a natural fermentation process. How would you describe that? How would you describe that process in steps?
So it does use yeast, but what it doesn't, use a manufactured yeast. It uses the yeast that's in the atmosphere. Yeast is a natural sort of spore. So basically, the way I was first introduced to sourdough is that you have what's called a starter, but it was referred to when I first read it as a pet. So you have to look after this pet and keep it. So basically, it's just really water and flour. And then there's some obviously unbleached flour, and there's some natural processes in the flour that also help with the fermentation. And then when it says a pet, you remember the Tamagotchi pets that you have to look after and feed? It's exactly what it is. It's quite robust. It's very hard to kill. Albeit if it goes above 100 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about 37 degrees, it will sort of kill the natural process. But apart from that, you mix a bit of water and some flour together, and you start the cure. And then you leave it to room temperature percolate, and you get sort of like a cakey sponge appears, and it just sort of manifests itself and then starts growing and growing. And then you create this, it seems like a monster at first because it's a bit inorganic of something to suddenly appear like this.
Now, two questions there. Firstly, how long does it take when you leave it out to get those spores into the flour and water to turn it into the starter?
Well, this is the scary bit for people because it's a bit freaky. So it can take anything from 3 to 4 days, depending on where you are. Usually people in the city, for some reason, I think it must be the population, they tend to grow quicker than if you're somewhere in the countryside, which is probably not the best thing to hear. You want to hear when you're making bread. But primarily, you have to sort of every 24 hours, you remove half and then you sort of feed it, hence the name the pet or the hooch, as this guy called it that introduced me to sourdough. So basically you remove half and then you start the cure process, and it starts feeding it. So adding more flour starts feeding it, and then it grows. So it takes usually up to 7 days, but once you get the really bubbly texture and you can see it looks like bread that's been sort of brewed with normal yeast, that's when you know that you're on the right sort of road. And then you store it in a jar, and sometimes you get a brown liquid. But some people pour it off, but normally that's just a natural fermentation, so it's a bit beer smelling, and you can just churn that back in, and it obviously gives you a more nutty dough.
That's really clear instructions there. So once you've got it for 7 days, you can store it. I'm assuming you store it in the fridge, and then how often do you get it out to feed it again? Is it every day still?
So it really depends. Some people will use it straight away, and then what happens is with the recipe, you're left with some of the starter, as it's known, or the cure in the aficionado circle. So you're left with it. So you can just keep it in the fridge as long as it's covered. If you've got, you can either cover it with a cloth, or some people like to seal it, but you must leave air to get to it. And then you can just feed it periodically. It doesn't have to be fed every day, but every 3 or 4 days, you just make sure that you can churn the liquid back in and then divide it and add a bit more flour. And that's you're just keeping it fed by adding the more flour, really.
That's great. Well, I can see we've got some over here, so we're going to go and have a bash at turning some of this starter into sourdough.